coming up this season on The Bachelorette.
After the show, it's the after party.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Tony from the Red Beard Podcast, and thank you for joining us on the third episode of The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony, where we will be discussing the fifth episode of The Bachelorette. And I got my wife, Becca, here with me. What up?
Hey, and we are new parents of a three-week-old, so if all of a sudden you hear crying, it's not me, it's not Tony. We're not crying over Hannah and the boys. It's our baby girl.
Who... If I do cry, though, it's probably because I'm getting no sleep.
It's true. Anyway, but what's getting us through is watching episodes of The Bachelorette. Hannah is absolutely killing it. I've talked to several people now, and I think I said this last week, how they were a little, I don't know, not into Hannah as the Bachelorette, but now she's like really turned them around, and they're like really into the season now because of her.
Right.
And I feel like she is a standout Bachelorette. She's funny. She's fun. She's goofy.
It didn't start off that way either. It started off strong, but a lot of people, I don't think, thought that she was going to be a very strong Bachelorette.
And I think that's
when
what
she
I was
didn't
trying to say.
Yeah. She didn't even couldn't even do a toast at one point.
That's
you know
it.
What I mean?
So she's come a long way. The other thing about this season is I feel like a lot of these guys are getting lost in the shuffle, and that's kind of what happens at this point in the season, but there are some certain standouts. I mean, no joke, Jed is probably going to go super far, obviously. I love Mike. I said it last week. I think this week he had a great week once again. And then there's just, you know, some other guys that are just kind of flying under the radar a little bit.
I had no idea who's the other guy, like Dylan. Like Dylan keeps actually moving forward, but like we never really see anything with him and Hannah.
Exactly.
Which is really odd. And I wasn't surprised that like Mateo went home.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Exactly. And then I was surprised. I mean, we got to get into this Luke versus Luke stuff.
Oh,
Luke
hell
times
yeah.
two. I mean, I was surprised that Luke S just kind of sent himself home, which makes me kind of think like, was he even really into Hannah then in the beginning anyway?
Well,
or was it just to promote the tequila company?
Well, see, I actually don't. I was surprised that he went home, but then after I actually like thought about it, it kind of made sense because it's like he wasn't going to end up with Hannah. His reputation had already been tarnished and had already been questioned.
Very
and I
true.
Felt like when his character was being questioned and he was pretty certain that he was going to go home, he was like, you know what? Like instead of me being sent home, I'm going to go home on my own terms.
Yeah, and we've seen that happen before.
That.
Exactly.
I mean, he was just like, you know what? This show probably isn't what I thought it was going to be. And maybe he also thought that if Hannah is willing to believe this guy over me, then she's not somebody I want to be with.
Oh, of course. And you know? I mean, like, let's get into the Luke P situation, because that's what a lot of this season, a lot of this episode has been spent on. Now, I don't know if viewers are really into that. I'm not sure. I know that some of it I find interesting because it's like what I've said before about certain contestants. It's like when you have a closet full of clothes and nothing to wear. This guy just talks and has got a lot of words, but he has nothing to say.
It's like he's just, it's like shells of conversation. And she's looking for like, you know, she wants him to read between the lines and or tell her the things that, you know, he might be a little insecure about and be vulnerable.
He's super insecure.
Oh, dude. And I said this to you earlier. I think... You know, Luke for the longest time has gotten by on his looks and his physique.
Sure.
And that's, you know, why he used to like hook up with all these girls like he used to say. But then after he just, you know, he met God in the shower and he decided to be a born again Christian.
God
still
came to him in like the form of Dial soap.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Irish Spring.
Irish Spring sport. but I just feel like they didn't. He's relying on his looks and his physique still. But he literally doesn't know how to talk about his feelings.
Yeah, because homie isn't even really charming. Like, I could see if there was some kind of quality that stood out, but he's just sort of blah. I loved seeing Hannah talk to the producers about it, because she's like, well, what do I do? Like, what do I say? And they're like, it's all on you.
Oh,
like,
it takes time.
Not,
yeah.
It's not on us.
Yeah.
And she was just literally looking for somebody to throw her a bone. Part of me thinks that, I know she's like, I there's something about him that I want to keep. Is it there something about
is
him
there,
or is
yeah,
it
I just feel like he's boring.
The show that's kind of like, hey, Hannah, like, just keep him around?
Well, see, I think, you know, remember he got the first impression rose, and I feel
True.
Like from
I
feel like
that.
In those moments he was actually you know, this new guy that she didn't know anything about yet. So like, the things that he was saying at first, which he keeps repeating now, was, I feel like it was, you know, charming at first, but now it's like you've used the same line like 9 times.
And it's frustrating and a little boring.
It is boring. I mean, you even said that, and we were watching him kind of talk to her on that one-on-one. It was like, it was especially at the dinner portion of that. It was so boring. It was like, okay, I was like, can we just get to the rose ceremony? And I even said, this is going to be the end of the episode. We're going to have to wait until next week. And that is the one thing about this show that drives me crazy. It's like, dude, we've been waiting for this episode since last week. Can we please just get to the rose ceremony and see if he goes home? And he's not going to.
Yeah, we're spoiled TV viewers because we just like want it now.
I don't think that he is going to go home, though, at the next rose ceremony. Because there's a scene that they showed in like previews, right? Which I feel like they give a little bit of... You're able to figure it out because of the things they've shown previously. Like, there's this one scene where he's yelling at somebody... He's like, I'm not going to let you ruin this with Hannah. And that looks like it's actually either goes down at the next like cocktail party or something. But and I'm also...
And he's at the church? What's that about?
So I have this other theory where she basically says something about who... I don't remember exactly the words, but I'm paraphrasing. Oh, like, I have had sex before, and that's between me and Jesus, or something like that. And, like, he's also, like, this born-again Christian guy. So I feel like he might say something about her having sex before marriage or whatever, or basically come off as very condescending because he's in the church being like, I hope she can forgive me. And there's some – I forgot exactly who it was, but in the previews – he kind of was just like, what exactly did you say?
Yeah.
And they didn't show –
Well, maybe you're right.
Yeah, I think it was Devin asked that, and they didn't show who he was asking that question to. So I'm interested to see exactly how that goes down because she is pretty broken up about it. She was like giving Chris Harrison a hug, like she's just like he's like having a sit down, like
But
do you think you can handle this show?
She's been pretty emotional, I feel like, this whole time, which has been nice to see. A lot of raw emotion, but that happens.
It's real.
Yeah. Well, we hope it is.
Yeah.
So some of the other moments from this episode that were standout, like what is with all the very aggressive dates? Like we had rugby in Newport last week, and now in Scotland we had the Highland Games or whatever they're called, where nobody's wearing underwear and everybody's wrestling.
Yeah, that was a little interesting too, especially when you have a live audience, like of some who might be underage, and you get to see
they have like 4-year-olds
Frank and Beans flying around
with their Braveheart makeup. And I thought it was a little strange. I wanted more Rhode Island, but that's just me because, you know, we're a little biased around here.
Yeah.
A lot of very sexy, sexual moments with Miss Hannah. I know it's between her and Jesus, but there wasn't a whole lot between...
It was her and Jed. Oh, yeah, the pilot on the pool
Peter
table.
Peter the pilot and his heart and his Peter. On. Yeah, like that was pretty intense. And
yeah, he's a little awkward, though. He's just... There's something about him that's... Well, I just feel like it's like... He's just this little like horn dog. That's kind of what he comes off as. You know, he's like kind of creepy. Like, oh, that wasn't smooth. Like, I just want to like get it on with you on the pool table because like it's a cool moment for me to have. But it's like, dude, I don't know. He's still a little strange. And I know that you like Mike.
Yeah,
and here's the thing.
I really like Mike.
Here's my stance on Mike. I think he's a cool guy.
Yeah.
But you get to actually see these two sides of him. Like, there's like the... Luke, listen, man, like, you shouldn't really be, you know, messing around. Like, you got to be honest with Hannah. And then, like, 2 seconds later, he's like, I can't stop smiling when I'm around you. And it's just kind of like, what? It's like, it's almost like he's not as masculine when he's around her. It's almost like he puts on this, like, really, like testosterone facade when he's around the dudes.
That's
but then when he's around Hannah, he comes, he's super vulnerable.
He lets his guard down.
Which is great. But it's just like, it's like a 180 when he's with her.
Yeah, but I don't know. There's something about Mike that I really like. And I don't think that Mike is actually the guy at the end. So
I think
that Mike would be, as I said last week, I think he'd be a great candidate for the next Bachelor.
Yeah.
Tyler C is really growing on me.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
I mean, he does have that like, I hate to say it, but like to profile a little bit, he's got that douchey white guy look to him.
Yeah.
But then like after a while, like you don't see that anymore because he's got a really good personality. I think he has a pretty good personality.
Yo, Tyler C, man, had me laughing where he goes, what did you say? I thought you said you can wax my ass.
Yeah.
I didn't think that sounds like something they would actually edit out. But I mean,
I know,
he's real though. He's super real. Like, and then he said something else kind of like borderline, I think they would have thought was a little inappropriate. He's like, when they were like making out on the bed, he's like, oh, he's like, I'm kind of glad I wore this kilt.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, dude, really? But I mean, she seems to like that.
Yeah. I think
him pushing the boundaries
a
little bit.
Yeah, she's into him. Wow. How about John Paul Jones going home?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, dude, he's got to shoot, you know, the next Bill and Ted. So he's on a little bit of a schedule.
Well, try Bachelor in Paradise, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He's definitely just got a one-way ticket to Crabs Island.
Hey, you know, I hope you find what you're looking for. Okay. See you later. Whoa.
Yeah.
This is cool, man. Okay.
And then this is the point in the season, too, where, like, there's certain people who pop up and you're like, wait, why are you still here? Or, like, I haven't seen you at all this whole season.
Dylan.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's Dylan.
Grant.
I guess. Is Grant still on it?
Yep, Grant's still there. Yeah, I never see him talk to Hannah, like, ever.
Again, I think that, like, this happens a lot where everything just became all about Luke. This happens every season. It becomes all about somebody, and that's what the focus is on rather than the guys and the dates and whatever. But that's why we watch, right?
So, right. I mean, one guy that I'm just waiting for him to go home because I don't think he's going to make it is Connor S. He's just a little odd to me. Like, he's kind of one of those guys that I feel like is still kind of putting up some kind of weird like facade.
Ooh, yeah.
He just needs to go, in my opinion. I don't see that happening. The one dude that continues to grow on me too is Garrett. Because Garrett keeps it real. Like, he's almost like the voice of the group when they're all together.
That hair is ridiculous.
Yeah. But he's also just like, hey, you know, when Luke P was going on his date, he was like, hey, he's like, do us all a favor. He's like, and keep our names out of your mouth.
Yeah.
You know, it's like and he's the guy who basically calls him out on his BS. And I just think Luke P's got some balls, man. Ugh. Because he legit says one thing and contradicts the other. And it takes a lot of guts for him to stand in a room and talk to these guys like they're all cool when they all hate him.
I know.
Like, dude, why even play that card, man? Just go your own way. Just, like, keep your distance from everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
It just makes everybody, even people watching at home, like, very uncomfortable just to see somebody like that being able to get so much screen time.
Yeah. I still don't understand why Hannah is wasting her time. I understand it was the first impression rose thing and, like, yeah, the guy works out. But, I mean, he's just a shell of a person. Like, how many good guys are you going to send home because you think this one guy might still have some kind of personality?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? There's nothing there. You've been digging for two episodes. Like, I think she also figured it out. Like, I went on a date where he wasn't there and it went great.
When Luke goes home, there's nothing, like, who else? What else is the conflict? There's really nothing else. So that's why, like, Luke is the TV drama right now. So I don't know what happens after he leaves. One of the scenes I really liked was when I think it was Jed and Hannah were, like, making out hardcore, and then, like, Kevin sees and was just,
yeah,
like,
in the background. Yeah.
He's like, yeah, it was like a car accident. I couldn't stop. You know, so that, I don't know. There's a lot of, like, lighthearted moments, I feel like, this season, more so than others. Mm-hmm. And I'm enjoying it.
I mean, I think when Luke P goes home, yeah, it's going to be kind of like a cool moment. But at the same time, we're going to get down to, you know, her really starting to, like, X people, you know, and those hard, awkward conversations are going to happen where, you know, like, you know, Peter's going to be sent home. You know, or like, you know, I don't know, like, Kevin's going to be sent home. Like, I just feel like those conversations are going to be awkward, and that in itself is going to be the drama.
I think it's funny that we've gone this entire episode without calling Luke the Luke Ness monster.
Dude, if they had said that one more time, I was going to throw up. That was kind of stupid. I think the really cheesy part of this episode for me
was asking whether Luke likes macaroni or spaghetti.
Oh God, no! Yeah. That was dumb. But it
I
was
like spaghetti
it was when Mike was like, they got a shot of him outside reading like a book about the Loch Ness monster, and
it was about the Loch Ness.
Yeah,
monster?
It said Loch Ness monster, and then like they were basically comparing the Loch Ness monster to Luke. Like, so whatever Mike was reading, they were trying to make it sound like it was Luke, and then all of a sudden Mike puts his head up and he said something along the lines of, "Man, I can't believe this." It kind of had like this like arched eyebrow. Like they told him to like say that and look serious. It was like the worst acting I think I've ever seen. It's like an unnecessary scene. It was just 30 minutes of torture.
So you think that if Luke, the other Luke, Tequila Luke stayed, they would have gone on like a 2-on-1, Luke and Luke.
It's possible.
I think so, because that's where the show was going. Like, that's where the conflict was. And then you get to see who gets sent home and blah, blah, blah.
But they also would have, I don't know if it would have been a 2-on-1, because we pretty much already saw like how that would be when they were sitting down and Hannah just walked out because she couldn't take any more of it. They were just kind of fighting with each other. And like I said, I think if I was in this situation and I was Luke S, what I would have done was gone back into the room and said to Hannah, hey, can you come with me for a second? And then literally be like, hey, Garrett, and other guys in this room, can you please let Hannah know what is going on and what was said? You know, because all of you were witness to it. I feel like that right there would have cracked the case.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, he's too much of a wuss to just, like, make that decision. It's like, how many times has, you know, like, especially in the middle of the rose ceremony, he's like, can I talk to you for a second? Like, that's a ballsy move. Like, wouldn't that other move of him going into that room and asking them to explain everything be less ballsy and still would have explained everything? I just feel like when you had a captive audience that was witness to what was said, that is a sure way fire for her to know exactly a surefire way for her to know who is telling the truth and who's lying.
True.
And he didn't use that opportunity. I thought that was a missed shot.
Right. You want to talk quickly about Bachelor in Paradise?
Go for it.
Okay. So Bachelor in Paradise is less than a week into filming as we speak. And Reality Steve reports that it's a giant SHIT show, like big time, he said. So I don't know exactly what that means, but I'm looking forward to Bachelor in Paradise. I mean, I know that we're not even done with The Bachelorette yet, but I really love Bachelor in Paradise. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, they've been a weekend, and I'm sure that, like, you know, Demi has already gotten like wicked trashed and said some stupid shit.
Ever since that whole Corinne and DeMario situation, I don't think that there's like a limit, and I think that this is across the board on all the Bachelor shows, like how much booze you can have per hour.
Really? Yeah, it's probably at least like two, so they can get a little buzz going, so they have good TV. Do you think that Luke P is actually going to go home next week? Or do you think he's going to be sticking around?
I think he gets a rose because she's like, I'm thinking with my head, not my heart, or whatever she was saying. And I think Luke P definitely stays.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think... I just think it's interesting how somebody can be so blind, you know, in my opinion.
I don't think she's blind. I think that she just, I don't know. She, whatever. We're going to see what happens in the next couple weeks to see who. I still think it's Jed that she ends up with.
Yeah. But let's not forget about the fact that this episode was filmed in, Newport, Rhode Island, they finished up, but then Scotland.
Rhode Island.
Yeah.
I've never heard anybody say Rhode Island like Hannah does.
Yeah, it's interesting. I like how she said, Rhode Island was interesting. Yeah, she just had like not the best time in Rhode Island, but whatever. I mean, like, hey, we got to see.
She's never gonna be back.
No. I mean, why would she? I mean, it was whatever. I will say that Scotland was really cool. It's definitely on my top 5 places that I want to go to.
Why? So you can wear a kilt and no undies and just have a nice,
I don't know if
free ballin'.
R.I.P. I don't think that I would actually wear a kilt. That doesn't seem fun to me at all. I know it's like the culture, but that's not my, that's not my cup of tea to have my Frank and Beans hanging out near 20 degree weather.
Not have underwear on, and some of them did. Like
I don't know. It's weird. I think, you know, it was just it's a very interesting concept, especially like I said, when you're going to be doing like sports and stuff like that. Yeah, you got to be even more careful. But I just really liked hearing the accents of the people in Scotland. What was the name of the thing they were doing? It was the guys came out with the beards. What was it called?
Highland Sports.
Oh yeah, they're like, welcome to the Highland Games.
Yeah, the Highland Games.
Yeah, and they came out. It's just like, I don't know. I thought they were just really cool, and they, but then they went to her and Mike went to this random bar, and I thought it was funny they didn't know what haggis was. I've always known what it was, and I never want to try it.
Haggis is lamb balls or something?
No, it's like the intestines of a pig cooked in like a lamb stomach or something like that.
So, like,
really
why
gross.
Would people even want that?
It's a like
delicacy.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's a delicacy, but it's a famous Scottish dish. That's what that is, and they're known for haggis. And I would never try it. And I love the fact that London dude, that English dude, was like, "Oh well, you gotta try haggis." And they were like, "Oh cool." And they tried it, and then he was like, "I never eat it." He's like, "No." He's like, "I'm English." It was just like, "Okay, cool." You know, they went to that really cool like whiskey shop where they try different types of like whiskey, which I thought was cool. Like their date in Scotland is exactly what I would want to do in Scotland. I'd want to go to a couple pubs. I'd want to actually walk around, see the sights, hear the accents. They went to some weird like kind of bookstore. They went to a candy store. They tried whiskey. Like they were getting kind of tipsy. Like and just walking around Scotland, that sounded like a blast.
Yeah.
You know, that was probably one of the cooler dates. And they got to go to like a couple castles. Like it just like... Just seeing the ocean. I don't know. Just like it's such a cool place. And I definitely want to visit Scotland.
So when are we going to go?
I don't know. We'll have to figure something out. I mean, we have a newborn, so yeah, it's probably going to be a while.
Not anytime soon. I think the only way we're going to go to Scotland right now is by watching The Bachelorette. How about Hannah killing it with the axe throwing?
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was pretty embarrassing, though, if you think about it, that no one else really did that good of a job except for what's his face?
I don't know.
Well, the guy who actually did it, Dylan, is that his name, Dylan? Tyler C.
Tyler C.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the only one who actually nailed it. I think that Jed was pretty cool where he like dumped the milk on himself and got all like into it.
Yes.
Those are standout moments. I really see something going with her and Jed.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, I think he's the one that makes it to the end. And I have not read any spoilers. I have not gone forward with Reality Steve. Like
I thought you said
do.
You knew who it was.
No, I didn't. I didn't check it out.
But your friend did. Tal did.
Of course.
Yeah. So
and
they know.
My friend Kim did. And the two of them, they always want to know just so they can study body language during the show. And
what did they
like
say?
That.
Okay, without going into who they think it is. Didn't they say they surprised as to who it was?
No,
or?
They weren't surprised.
Okay.
So I don't know what that means, but.
Okay. I think that, like I said, my finalists are going to be Jed, Tyler C., Garrett, and I think those are the three right there.
No love for Mike, huh?
I don't see.
Mike's not going to win.
I see that. Mike going down to like maybe like the final four, but yeah. I don't see Mike winning.
But I think Mike definitely will either. Maybe end up as The Bachelor or on maybe Bachelor in Paradise. It depends on where he goes home because I know a lot of the guys who go home, especially around now, end up on Bachelor in Paradise because it's early enough for them to
actually jump into
like
the show.
Like John Paul
yeah.
Jones would probably be on Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't doubt that. He's definitely got a beach bum look. I mean, he's like, you know, The Bachelorette's, you know, Point Break. So I could definitely see that happening.
Yeah.
We will definitely see what happens next week. On The Bachelorette where, you know, we'll see if Luke P gets sent home or stays. I'm hoping that he goes, but I just want his true colors to come out. And I'm really, really into seeing what happens with this whole Hannah getting really upset and what was said. That I feel like that's going to be good TV, but it seems like it sucks for her. with that being said, we will catch you guys next week. And
before we go, it's not the size of your bagpipe. It's how you play it.
Yeah. She saw a lot of haggis. All right. With that being said.
If you did not receive a rose, take a moment. Say goodbyes.
Bye.
The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony will be released every Tuesday night. And you can find us on Anchor, iTunes, and any of your podcast listening platforms.